money. Maybe we're ragged and funny, but we'll travel alone, singing a song side by side. Don't know what's coming to us.
Aloha and welcome to Makai Watch, a program about the aina, those things that feed us. We provide information and opportunities for community involvement in the stewardship of our resources on Kauai. Makai, toward the ocean, as all things flow to the sea, and the sea is connected to you and me. The Hanalei Makai Watch program publishes the Hanalei Moon and Tide Calendar, now in its fourth printing. Please call our office, 826-1985, to receive your 2016 edition today. My name is Maka'ala, and I'd like to thank KKCR for providing this program, and Dove for engineering for us today. Please remember this program and all of the others on this station are funded by you, our listeners here on Kauai. In Hawaii or across the ocean on a land far, far away, please show your support and join our membership today. We'll be happy to take your calls after we've introduced our subject for today. Today we're going to talk about transportation. May not seem intuitive that that has a whole lot to do with Makai Watch, but in my mind, almost anything has to do with Makai Watch, as you've probably figured out by now. Specifically, the idea today is that of a shuttle. We've been talking about shuttles for Kauai for a long time, and specifically, of course, for the North Shore, we've been talking about shuttles. And today we have joining us on the phone George Costa, who is the director of the Office of Economic Development, and there's probably more to that title, with the County of Kauai. And I wanted, George, welcome.
Aloha, Maka'ala.
Thank you for inviting me. You're welcome. What did I forget in your title?
Director of Economic Development. That's about it. But as far as the job description, it goes on and on. And, you know, for me personally, I'm just here to be another, hopefully, good steward of the aina and of the land.
There you go. There's the connection I was looking for. Perfect. I asked you to call in today because I wanted you to give us a little bit of an overview of where we are. This is a transportation issue, and that's not usually within your job description, although I can't find much that's not in your job description these days. I wanted you to talk a little bit about the shuttle. You've been in it and thinking about it and working on it for a very long time. Can you just give us all a general idea of what the county is trying to do?
Okay. As some of you may recall, when Mayor Cavallo was elected in 2010, and during his inauguration speech, that's when he came up with the Holo 2020 vision. And the first item in his vision, and during his inauguration speech, he took the audience on a ride, starting at KA and ending up all the way at Mana. And in his vision, the first item was a shuttle, a KA beach shuttle at the time, to coordinate with the Haena Master Plan, which was also being worked on, to really, you know, Mayor and his family are from the North Shore, and my ohana is from, on my mom's side, is from Hanalei. And so we have a deep connection with the North Shore. And needless to say, what's happening now with our visitors and cars, obviously our population has grown. And so we really need to address the situation that's happening out, you know, in Haena and in Hanalei. And for that matter, the rest of the island, Kapa'a is, and Waipole is no different. You know, we've got so much traffic. So as part of the mayor's vision, the mayor put me in charge to see if we could create a shuttle, a pilot program, to see how it would work. The initial pilot program was to address our visitors staying in the Princeville area. We start with them first, see how, you know, launch a shuttle program, see how it works, and hopefully we can duplicate that throughout the island. Now, I know there are different points of view. We used $200,000 of the county funds to launch the pilot program, which lasted 6 months. And in our effort to encourage our visitors staying in the Princeville Resort area to take the shuttle to Hanalei, to KA, instead of getting in their cars, that was our initial thrust. And I feel personally that it was a success. Yes, they could have been better numbers. But pleasantly, we were surprised that, whether you call it ridership or rides, over 9,000 rides took place in those 6 months, from November 2014 to April 2015. And almost half of those 9,000 rides were our residents, which we didn't really think about. I mean, we were hoping residents would join us, but we were pleasantly surprised that, you know, people living out in Wainiha and Haena needed a form of public transportation to get to and from Hanalei, Princeville, either for work or for medical reasons and what have you. And so we launched the shuttle. We operated for 6 months. I tried to get additional county funding to make it last for at least a year, because we also had our visitor industry partners, the resorts up in Princeville, Hanalei businesses, Princeville businesses, were all committed to supporting the program with some monetary funding, but they wanted to make sure that the shuttle was going to at least run for another year before they committed some hard dollars to it. Unfortunately, if the county couldn't fund it for another year, then they weren't willing to come to the table. That's not to say we haven't given up. We're still trying, and so we've actually gotten some money from HTA to see what we can do to maybe relaunch the shuttle. That's where we are presently today. I would like to add that some of you in the listening audience may have heard that the state legislature approved each county to raise the general excise tax by 0.5% starting in 2018, and it will go for 10 years. And that those funds that will be raised by the general excise tax would be only used for either transportation or roadways and repair of bridges. And so we're hoping that that proposal will be approved by the county council. And if it is, and we need to get that approved by June of this year, once approved, that 0.5% addition to the excise tax will take place, as I mentioned, in 2018, run for 10 years. And we're hoping that those funds, or a part of those funds, will be used for a shuttle system until the county maybe can incorporate or expand the Kauai bus. But for now, especially for the North Shore area, we think a shuttle would work fine. And also duplicated in the what we refer to as the Royal Coconut Coast from Kelia to Wailua, and trying to replicate what we have in the North Shore, encouraging our visitors and residents to take the shuttle instead of getting in their cars and adding to the traffic situation in the Kapa'a area. So that's where we are right now, and if anyone has any questions, or if you have questions for me, Makala, I'd be happy to answer them.
Thanks, George. That was a great overview. And I'm glad that you mentioned the Kealia to Wailua section, because I want this conversation to be a little bit broader than just the North Shore. Although, as usual, you know my opinion on this, the North Shore is the first to try stuff out. And we were the first to try this out. The shuttles, by the way, folks, that were not from Kauai, the shuttles that we did have running on the North Shore were beautiful. They were clean. They were air-conditioned. They were driven by very competent folks, and it was very pleasant. It was a good opportunity. And, yes, we were all a little bit surprised about some of the local resident ridership. People were using it to connect with the bus in Hanalei. So if you're not from this island, it might be useful for you to know that our county bus does not go past Hanalei. The reason is the narrow bridges and the weight limits, etc. But so you can only now take a public bus as far as Hanalei. That's it. Even the school buses have to offload to smaller vehicles to get students to and from the bigger buses. So anybody living on the extreme North Shore, Wainiha and Haena, has experienced this transportation limitation for a very long time. And it was very interesting to see the local families use the shuttle to get themselves to doctors and to county services, etc. It was a little bit unexpected. So if just let me ask just real quickly before I introduce our other guest, I want to know a little bit more about the Kealia to Wailua. So guests staying in the Coconut Coast could get themselves to Kealia, could get themselves down to Wailua, to restaurants and shops, etc. Is that the idea, that it would be for that section?
Yes. Actually, the mayor's Holoholo 2020 vision, as far as shuttles go, started with the KA Beach Shuttle, and then we expanded it to the Poipu area because the Poipu Beach Resort Association was looking at a shuttle system that would go from the Hyatt out to Spouting Horn and then up to Kaloa, like a triangle. And so we actually worked on that before the North Shore shuttle, but then the priority switched to North Shore because we just felt the need was greater on the North Shore. And as we were working on the North Shore shuttle last year, obviously that whole Kapa'a Waipoli corridor, you know, it's the traffic's been bad for a long time. And so now, instead of going back to Poipu, Mayor felt it was, you know, necessary to refocus our efforts to the Kapa'a Waipoli corridor. So yes, you're right. We envision a shuttle similar to the North Shore shuttle that would run in a loop and run actually from the Wailua Golf Course out to Kealia Beach and make various stops, you know, throughout Wailua, Waipoli, Kapa'a, and then end up at Kealia. So our main target is our visitors, getting them to, instead of getting in their car from any one of those hotels on the Coconut Coast, and taking the shuttle to go shopping in Kapa'a, to go to the beach at Wailua, or to play golf at the golf course. And then hopefully, you know, any residents that live in that corridor can also take the shuttle as well.
That's cool. So the vehicles they were using on the North Shore were large enough to carry stuff, you know, and I took advantage of it, and some of my lady friends, and we did a picnic lunch down at KA, and we were able to take all of our chairs and umbrellas, et cetera, with us. And so now I'm thinking golf clubs, too. So it needs to be a fairly good-sized vehicle, but small enough to navigate our narrow, winding roads. Do the resorts in Poipu, have they continued with their own version of this?
No. Interestingly enough, you know, in my former life, I was in the visit industry and I actually managed a few resorts in Poipu. And so when the idea came up, actually the idea came up when I was still in the industry, and we talked a lot about it, but really it takes somebody to really take hold of it and spearhead it. And Doug Sears, when he was the general manager at the Hyatt, was spearheading the project. But after Doug left, we couldn't find a champion to do that, and I'm hoping that we can start that up again with a champion in Poipu. So, you know, again, like any project, without a champion and somebody leading the charge, things just kind of fall apart. So hopefully we can find that champion again for Poipu.
There's a lot of intricacies to this too, George, and because of your lengthy experience in the resort industry, you know better than I, but for the North Shore, when the smaller shuttles from the resorts were going around, they didn't want to do stops at other resorts. They wanted to go from their resort to a hub where the larger shuttle would pick them up and take them to KA. I'm not sure what that's about. It's something about how resorts want to manage their clientele. But it's also, as part of a resort management kind of thing, you do want to provide alternative transportation for your guests. It's now clear by the size of the taxi stand down at Lihue Airport that many people now are coming to Kauai and not renting a car, which is a very good thing if we offer them alternate ways to get where they want to go. I think too that you know, we want to bring people to the Garden Island. We want them to enjoy it, to appreciate it, to respect it, to have fun and to have an adventure. But sitting in traffic is not anybody's idea of a good time. So we're all addressing the same concern, I think. George, So next steps is for the county to accept the GET increase, and then will planning just automatically start back up for the shuttle, or is there another step in the process for the public to know about?
Right. Well, and I'm glad you brought that up, because at our staff meeting today, we discussed that the administration has put together a proposal that the revenues that would be generated from that half a percent increase in the general excise tax, right now the administration is proposing, and I believe it's approximately $8 million a year for 10 years, so it's a large sum of money, that 75% of those funds would go to help repair our roads and bridges. As you know, there's a lot of roads that need repair, resurfacing, and from what I'm told, we're about 10 years behind. So it would help get us caught up, probably not all the way caught up with resurfacing the roads, but it would really help. The other 25% of the funding would go to transportation, helping expand routes for the Kauai bus, but also looking at what we're talking about, a shuttle system that would ferry people in resort areas as well as on the rest of the island to the main routes where the Kauai bus would be. Now, the public can get involved because the administration is submitting their proposal to the county council, and I don't know the exact date of when that's going to take place, but there is going to be a county council meeting and a hearing to hear the proposal submitted by the administration on how that half a percent fund would be, general excise tax fund would be used. So we would really appreciate if the public would weigh in on that and let us know how you feel and hopefully support that proposal.
Yeah, that's good information. I'm glad we remembered to include that, because one of the things that listeners want is, you know, something that they can do, something that they can learn more about, or something that some action they can take. And that's a good one, that folks should be watching for council agendas. And if you don't automatically get them, you can get them online at the Kauai.gov website. Go to the county council page, and you can also call the council services, and they'll be happy to make sure that you have an agenda, or that the item that you're interested in is shared with you when the timing is right. I know the council's been talking about this, so I can't imagine it's too far off, and especially if they have a June deadline, they better get on with it, because other work is coming, like budget, right?
Right, and I believe I'm sorry, I don't have the date, but I believe it's going to be scheduled sometime this month, so within the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh, great. Okay, so that's even more timely. Okay, so if folks are concerned about too many cars on the road and too many cars in our parks and too many cars illegally parking and providing and supporting alternate ways to get to some of our favorite haunts, this is a good way to do it. Again, it's not just for the visitor. It's not just for those from off-island. It is for all of us. As I say, we tried it, and it was a good deal. We parked our cars in the shopping center at Princeville and packed our picnic lunch, and off we went, and had good fun, and were able to come back to our cars. And so if no other purpose, that's one, just for going holo holo on your own island a little bit. So, George, would you, if you're able, stay on the line, and I'm going to introduce our next guest, and if you have a question or a comment while he's talking, please chime in. We're happy to have a conversation. And thanks. If you're able to stay on the line, I appreciate it. If not, we understand you're a busy county worker. If you have to jump off, that's fine too. So I want to introduce Steve Monas. Am I saying that right, Steve?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Steve came, introduced himself to me at an open house that the county sponsored, related to transportation and shuttles and all things too many cars, that we recently had on the North Shore in Kilauea Town. And I did not know Steve before that. I'd heard a little bit about some of the services that he offers, because he does some advertising and some flyers, etc. But Steve, before we start, I want folks to know a little bit about you. So first of all, what do you do?
Okay, that's a fair question to start off with. It's a difficult question, but let's narrow that down. As my company, what we mostly do is provide medical transportation for the Ohana. We are directly contracted with the insurance companies where they send us work orders, and we take the current medical people who have to go to dialysis or they have to go and see the doctor for regular appointments or eye checkups, etc., and it's completely paid for by the insurance companies as part of the benefit.
That's cool. I can imagine that there's people in our community that don't know that service exists, so this is a good opportunity for them to learn a little bit more. Before we go too much further, the name of the company is?
Pono Express.
Okay.
And they could be on PonoExpress.com with more information that it has about the medical side of our business.
I was just going to say, I'll bet there's a website affiliated. Where did you come from?
Well, that's a great question to ask. I was originally born in Odessa in the Ukraine, and we immigrated to San Diego when I was about 5 years old.
Cool. That's a cool story.
Yes. We swam across and I had to carry everybody on my back, but it was worth it.
Of course.
Freedom, you know.
So that's a neat story. Okay. So then you got to San Diego and you somehow found Kauai.
I had a song stuck in my head. It was by Ziggy Marley, Beach in Hawaii. You know, and so
I'm sure it's in the studio here somewhere.
It was one of those extremely, extremely random events. I went to Oahu once. My sister lives there. And during that one trip, I went to Maui for one day. And I've never been to Kauai. I've never been to the Big Island. But right after the global financial crisis, I just decided that, you know what, I'm just going to pack all my stuff and I'm going to pick an island. And my friend suggested that I should go to Kauai because it was between the Big Island and Kauai. And they said, you're going to like Kauai a lot more. And so lo and behold, I just sold all my stuff. My Forerunner, the lease was up. And so I bought one-way ticket and I had two bags and I just moved here. And, it wasn't as difficult because the owners of the condo that I rented in Poipu, lived in San Diego. So I just went over to their house and I signed a lease sight unseen. And then I showed up and I had a friend of a friend pick me up.
Wow. That's, you know, it's not a unique story. We hear these once in a while, but it always impresses me that people have that kind of, you know, faith and fortitude to just, you know, take the leap and good for you. So, when you got here, then how did you end up doing Pono Express?
I was working from home doing internet marketing, and I was looking for something else to get me out of the house. I found a taxi for sale under Craigslist in Honolulu.
I can actually do that. Wow, who knew?
Actually, there's one for sale. And that's a different. So I couldn't call it Taxi Honolulu, because I was in Poipu. So I went to Uncle Billy Club.
That's only right. Yeah.
So I went to across the street from where I lived. I had a close relationship with Uncle Billy Kala'ali'i and their family, which I ended up moving into the house in front a year or two later. I asked him. I said, you know, what's a good name? I had no idea what Pono meant. It was nothing, no clue.
And he'll explain it to you.
And so he came up actually with that name, and the name was Pono Taxi. And every single day since that, I've been working to make sure that I work toward the Pono name.
Good for you. Good for him and good for you. That's one of the reasons that when you name things, and it's not just a Hawaiian thing. You know, I know the Ukraine has place names that matter, that mean something, that give you information or give you a warning or give you instructions. And Pono is one of those words, right? It's a noun and a verb and a whole lot of different things, right?
But right. And what that means to me is it's Pono. What Pono means to me, it's being righteous without being self-righteous. It's putting things into a balance and as best as I possibly can. And that's what I try to do every single day. Let me tell you, it's not easy.
No, it's certainly not. Not when you're trying to make a living at the same time. There's a lot of push and pull there. Do you still have the taxi company?
As a matter of fact, I I still own the domain name. Right now we move more into a flat rate private car service along with the medical transportation, so people can book us online or through the phone, and they can do airport transportation anywhere on the island, and sometimes point to point if they call in specifically on Kauai.
That's very good information, because there's no real long-term parking at our airport these days, not that's easy to access. And so when we travel, generally, if we're going to be there for 2 weeks, it's $10 a day to park your car. So usually we make arrangements for somebody to drop us off and pick us up, because it's cost prohibitive. And I can imagine that if somebody needed to get to physical therapy and couldn't drive and, you know, all these other things, that's a service that is really important. I know for some of our listeners, these conversations are challenging, because they're thinking, this is a very small island. How big could this problem be? But in fact, on a small island, it seems to almost be magnified, because we have, you know, narrow, windy roads and narrow, limited bridges, and we love it that way, but it does present this challenge. So if somebody would to call Pono Express, are there different kinds of vehicles that you utilize, or do you have a standard van, or what do you use?
On the island of Kauai, we have two Toyota RAV4s, we have a Toyota Sienna van, and we also have a larger bus, which we use on a very seldom basis, a 15-passenger bus. Which is a Chevy Express. Across the state, we have vehicles on Oahu, which has Ford Escapes, Honda Odysseys, and Kia Souls.
And these all come with a driver. We're not talking about Uber here. This is or rent a car. We're talking about a driver who has some experience and expertise. And if he's driving folks that are going to medical appointments and so forth, does the driver need any kind of additional skills?
Well, what we do is, because of our contracts, we do a full complete background check. There's drug testing, et cetera. That's before the person drives. They also watch videos that are provided by one of our major medical contracts. They have to go through and pass the examinations.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? I mean, I can think of, you know, if I was driving something like that, I'd want to be a little bit prepared, especially on North Shore of Kauai, where it's a long ride to a hospital. So if something were to go sideways on you in the vehicle, you want to at least have a response capacity. So if someone in the North Shore just has a regular doctor's appointment, can they schedule a regular service?
What they have to do, absolutely. What they have to do, and I have traveled I've traveled to the ends of the Taro Roads. I have traveled into places that I've never been to before.
Hence one of the smaller vehicles, right?
Right.
You have a couple of fairly small vehicles.
Yeah, we maneuvered our company so we can get around into various parts with deep holes and such, or puddles, et cetera.
Our jungle roads.
It's a lot of fun. So yes, what I recommend doing is, like I said, the insurance companies, majority of them, I would say 90% of them, already either going through directly with us or going through a third company, and they have to call in probably 2 days in advance, and they will confirm with your doctor that you do have that appointment, and then they will send us a work order. Sometimes it'd be longer if you have physical therapy, if you have dialysis, then they will set you up with us or one of our other companies that provides a similar type of service. It's not just us. And then we just pick you up in a timely manner. You can do it in two ways. One is when you have a absolute pickup time, and then we call a will call is when you're not sure when you're going to be done. Then we have about an hour to pick you up on the way back.
Cool. Okay, so what we're talking about today, folks, is shuttle and getting people to and fro, and the potential for getting some of our folks, both visitors and residents, off the roads for a variety of purposes. One, to get to appointments, but two, also to get to some of our more popular destinations that more cars are not going to help the land. Dove, did you select an intermission song for us?
We also had a few people call wondering,
oh, okay,
if you're going to take calls. Are
sure,
you going to
happily,
at some point?
Okay. Happily. Let's take a little bit of a break, and hopefully Dove has been creative. Who knows, folks? Look out, folks. This is Dove. freewheeling it.
Oh, you're silly. There's nothing else I can play other than that.
Okay.
Waiting for, and my time was running wild and in dead end streets. And every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I've never caught a glimpse how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Change it.
Turn and face the strain.
Change it.
Don't wanna be a richer man.
Change it.
Turn and face the strain.
Change it.
It's gonna have to be a different man. Time may change me, but I can't trace time.
Thanks, Dove. Of course, that was an excellent choice. I understand we have a caller that's been holding for a while. And, George, I know you're still there. Are you still there?
Actually, she's not there anymore.
Oh, okay.
But
okay,
the caller's not there.
Okay, so, George, are you still there?
Jeremy?
There you are. There you are. Okay, so Dove tells me that the caller that was on the line had some more generalized concerns and maybe not so much about the specific shuttle, but wondering why the bus doesn't go to the end of the road, and was interested in pushing for that, making a little bit of
She was wondering that she was talking about doing a petition to get it to go past Honnell A, because there's a lot of people that live out there and they have to hitchhike or whatever, don't have any way to get from the end of the road to Honnell A. So
what up with that, George?
Well, I can't speak for Celia Mahiko at the Transportation Department, but in putting the North Shore Shuttle together, Celia is part of our committee, and I did ask her that question. I said, you know, why am I in charge of putting the shuttle together? You're Kauai Bus. Why can't we do that? Obviously, well, I didn't know, but we don't have the smaller vehicles in the fleet right now. And maybe, you know, with that revenue from the general excise tax, they can purchase, you know, a fleet of smaller vehicles that would get across the, you know, the bridges, you know, in Wainiha and other places. That's the main reason why. And then obviously we would need to fund more drivers and equipment. So it'll come at a cost. I have to say that in working with Celia and working with some of the costs that she currently faces, we were able to put this program together for 6 months for $200,000. It's going to be a lot more, you know, if it were to be run by the county. And so, you know, obviously supporting private industry, you know, the private sector, sometimes they can do it, you know, a lot faster, less expensive. Anyway, that's the mana'o behind that. And before I go, get off this topic or this conversation, I did look up, and find out that the county council has a public hearing on January 27th. At 5 p.m. regarding the general excise increase and the plan.
Perfect. So now we know exactly what to tell folks. So if you're concerned about this, and interestingly, I now remember listening to Chair Raposo talk about this item, because it's very unusual that the council schedules a 5 p.m. hearing. Ordinarily, they do their work in the regular business day, and unless it's a really hot thing, they're gone by then. But he specifically set this for 5 p.m. so that the working folk could come and testify. So, folks, for Kauai folks, January 27th at 5 p.m. at the County Historical Building, the Council Chambers, is your opportunity to offer your testimony, your comments on how the county should spend a 0.5% increase in your GET should it pass. Dove?
Oh, she just called back and she was asking, or she just said she thought that the bus was actually really inexpensive, and if you just charged a little bit more, 50 cents or a dollar more per pass, you know, per ride, how much more revenue that would be to be able to do all these things that you want to do. So that was her.
It's an interesting concept, actually. I mean, maybe there could be like a North Shore additional tariff or something just because it's harder.
Yeah.
And to buy smaller stuff. Well, because of the scale, right? So you have fewer people in a smaller van. It's interesting. Something needs to be done one way or the other, either publicly or privately.
She said she'd be stoked if the bus just went to the Wainiha store and turned around there before the bridges, but because there's no bridges between Hanalei and there, is what she said.
Well, she's missing the Waioli Bridge and the Waipa Bridge and the Waikoko Bridge. And Waikoko Bridge is the one we call Broke Bridge. And it's already in desperate straits and quite broken. And actually, there's a couple of iffy bridges past that too. But Waioli Bridge is limited, and Waipa Bridge is limited, and Waikoko Bridge is Broke Bridge. So, there's a few challenges, hence the reason it only goes to the Hanalei Courthouse. And it also offers, you know, you think of transportation, whether it's shuttles or buses or whatever it is, there has to be some land-based thing, you know, a hub, a place, a location, a lot, a something for the vehicle to turn around, to wait, to do whatever. And right now, the old historic Hanalei Courthouse is providing that hub. It's supposed to be renovated soon and turn into a Hanalei neighborhood center, but none of us are holding our breath for that because it's been a very long process. But that is, in fact, where the bus turns around, and it is on county land. There's a county public works base yard there as well. So if something were to happen, that you have to have a place, too. You can't just have a thing, right? If folks, what we're talking about today is the idea of the Kauai shuttle. Some of you I know have stopped me on around town and said, "What happened to it? We liked it. Where'd it go? What happened?" And I brought Steve Monas in today to talk about the potential for the private sector getting involved in it, because the one we did on the North Shore was private sector in combination with public funding and resort support as well. George, is anything else leaping to your mind before I let Steve talk a little bit more about his potentials?
No, actually, you've got the right guy, because in some of my discussions, I've actually approached Steve as one of the possible private entities that would, provide that service. He definitely has the capabilities.
Yeah, that's the other thing, isn't it, George? As we talk about economic development, we talk about feasibility and good business plans and success. You know, we're not in the business of private community or nonprofit or government to encourage or try to launch stuff that's bound and doomed to fail. So the idea is to bring people in that know how to do this kind of thing. And Steve, you do know how to do this kind of thing. So would what you do translate easily to a regular scheduled shuttle? Because to me right now what I'm hearing, the difference is your current services are by appointment or by, call up for an individual ride.
Right.
So what's involved in it? I mean, this is new vehicles. This is not a cheap prospect.
No, it's not. And I've been thinking about this for about 6 years. I actually did have a talk with Doug Sears several years ago on the same topic, and the mayor's always pulled me out to talk to me and have me focus and pointing me in the right direction to speak to various individuals. And I've been talking a lot about this with pretty much everybody, hence why I had met you over during the last study group. So my business plan, which I worked with George and Sue and the mayor, which I passed back in April, is a very intricate, yet it's open to making sure that there's going to be variables that's going to come in that's going to change. Mostly my biggest concern has always been making sure that at some point we can stand on our own legs. So what we're looking at is not just a ridership fee and maybe throwing up another 50 cents or lowering 50 cents. My whole concept is to eventually at some point bring the cost down to free is what I would like to do. And that can only be done in certain ways. So to answer your question, yes, it's going to be different. But I believe that with my team, with my very great team that I pretty much owe everything to, and the people that work with me who were all have been either born or here for 40 years, unlike me. And so, it's having that great team of people that I know once we put our heads together, and George already had laid out which stops and what times and where the bus are going to go. My input included, you know, can we use the base yard in Kapa'a? Can we use the base yard in Hanalei? What can we do to store the vehicles to bring down the cost so we don't have this extravagant startup cost? The most important thing is not just having that, but really bringing the word out. And I believe that along with radio stations, and I have some people that I have met that have broad email lists. Like, I'm just going to say their name if I can. I haven't even spoken to them yet, but I've talked to Kauai.com, and I just watched them grow from the time I first met them several years ago at a Chamber of Commerce event. Really getting the word out. The biggest question I have, and please stop me if I go off topic here, but my thing is it's not just a shuttle issue, it's a congestion issue, whether it's on the North Shore and getting through. Yes, we found vehicles that are now available in hybrid bus forms. So that would be bring the cost down of the diesel engines, but also will be friendly, environmentally friendly to the environment. The congestion issue is, well, we're going to throw more vehicles on the road. Why is that? I read the Garden Island every day. I read the letter section, so I know, I understand, and what I hear from everybody else is what they're feeling, what they're concerned with. Well, why do you want to throw more vehicles into the run? Well, it's not just that. Let's look outside of where the shuttles are going to be. Okay, when I say bringing down to free, I'm talking about sponsorships. Yes, we're going to have stops. Yes, we're going to stop by at the resorts. Yes, we're going to stop in certain areas. But we also have these commercial entities like Safeway and Longstrugs who spend a lot of money into the newspapers to put in their ads. Well, you know what? Can we ask them to take some of their advertising budget? And I'll be more than happy to stop in front of Safeway. I'll be happy to stop in front of Longs. I'll be happy to stop in front of ABC stores if that's part of the package, again, to bring the cost down. So the other thing is congestion. How do we go from Kealia Beach over to the Waialua Golf Course? There's that one pocket that, as we all know, is right from the bypass, and I'm going to get this wrong, Kuomo Road. Okay, that's one here. So now
we call it the Kapa'a Crawl.
The Kapa'a Crawl.
Oh my gosh.
And I get stuck in that where I'm doing, you know, I'm bringing people down, whether I take the bypass. It's always like a 50-50 chance.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to go on that side. So we're going to go down. Now we're going to go around that area because you're going to go to the Royal Kokona Coast. And then they actually opened up, and I'm going to suggest this in the future, is put a gate right between where the ABC store is and where the new Kauai Shores is. So we can kind of bypass that, but making it so not everybody else understands it, and we have a pass to go through a gated area just for the shuttle service, and then make an exit and then go down. So
getting creative with what kind of service, the scheduling of service, getting creative and inclusive with some of the commercial interests to help pay for it, and getting creative with some of the routing, looking at the road and not just staying stuck in this is where the road goes now, and therefore that's the one we need to use. That's a really big, comprehensive picture. I'm hoping, I mean, this is good exposure for sure, but I'm hoping that at some point you put that on a poster and get it out there and maybe I can certainly encourage, you know, that broader conversation, because that's what it, to me, that's how good things happen, is, you know, different, different interests come together and work together to make the best outcome. And it is, in fact, part of your definition of pono,
Right.
Interesting.
The shuttle, yes, I can put it on a route. Yes, I have a place for it. Yes, I can keep them clean. Yes, I could put qualified drivers in it. And yes, we can bring people from one place to another in a safe and efficient manner. Yes. But there's one more component and part of my congestion idea, and that's to bring the Uber-type software onto this island. What I mean by that is not going to be a very difficult task, but I am able to do it, and I found a company that I can work with that can bring us into an Uber-like software without actually having Uber come over here. But that would involve a cooperation with a lot of different other taxi companies
to work together.
So it's a
call it from the curb kind of service software.
Well, yeah. Well, it's basically, as Uber would say, it's a God's view. So let's say if the resorts are working with us and they have a tablet in front of them, they can actually see where the vehicles are and
where everybody is,
and that way there's not what's called a deadhead in our business, where we just kind of take somebody to the end of the road and then we're driving back with nobody in, and somebody from Princeville might just say, okay, well, you know what, I can see them coming down, I can either call them direct with this phone number where we redirect them to that person and they can come by and pick up that person.
And
again,
that's a
congestion issue.
That's a Folks, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about the idea of shuttle, reducing congestion on this lovely little garden island of ours, but also addressing some of the specific issues for the North Shore, such as cars parked illegally and safety vehicles not being able to get access and overuse of the resources. So the connection in my head with MacKaiWatch specifically is that If we find a way to manage the people, manage the traffic, we're also helping to manage the resources, because we learn about the impacts and how we can reduce them, make them less on those things that we all care about, especially our nearshore resources and also our parks, all those public places that we have that people want to get to. So in the Uber software world, I did Uber once in Baltimore and once in Washington D.C., and found it very, very useful as far as specific expertise. In other words, the person who came to pick us up knew the place, was from the place, lived in the place, and was a font of good information. I mean, taxi drivers are famous for being that, but I can tell you folks that not all taxi drivers are equal in places like Baltimore and D.C. Some of them have been in the United States for 6 months, and so it doesn't always work that way. But with Uber, the two drivers that we had knew the place very well, and that's the other advantage. Is having somebody to say, you know, today's not a good day for you to go to that beach. Why don't you choose this other beach? So when we think of safety and we think of reduced impacts on our resources, et cetera.
Don't cross the river when
yes.
you're going hiking.
Yes.
Up, but please don't cross the river.
Exactly. And maybe having, you know, saying, you know, today's not the day, or, you know, that place is closed today for safety, that there's a flash flood watch, or we're under high surf, or all these things that that a tourist doesn't get when they're in their own car. And they want that information. They want those conversations. We know this. And so do we. And we want to tell them. So it's another good opportunity for us to do that. George, are you still there? Ah, good boy. He went off to his meeting. He had a meeting that he was supposed to go to, unless Dove just turned him off. Okay. So he says he's there, but he's not really there. Okay. Dove says you're not there, George. Did we have another caller? I know you were talking to somebody. Okay. So, in the interest of public service and all...
I'm still here.
I
had to take another call.
And so you muted it. See, Dove says the telephone says he's there. We were talking a little bit about some of the safety potentials as well, George, the sense that if you had a trained driver with all of the required certifications, but also with local knowledge. I know some of our local people that are driving taxis now are very popular because They know their place. They know their place, and they give the right information, but they also give the precautions. Things like, you know, today is not a good day to maybe to go to that location, to that beach, and so forth. And I think our bus drivers do the same thing. But that's an added feature, George, the safety component.
Absolutely. You know, I have to give a shout out to James Reese, you know, who put together the North Shore Shuttle, and it did provide 7 job opportunities for drivers and 1 person to maintain the shuttle while we had it running. The shuttle drivers that he hired were from the North Shore. Tintin and Bula Pu'ule did an excellent job. Not only were they good drivers, but they were entertaining and very knowledgeable, and they did actually warn people and help communicate to the fire department on a couple of instances where people were in trouble in Hanakapi'i. So, yes, absolutely, having knowledgeable drivers that can provide safety information is key.
Yeah, no kidding. And every opportunity we have to do that, we need to take advantage of it. And Steve also mentioned, you know, don't go across the bridge. Today is not a good day to go across the bridge. So one of the plans that we have for the North Shore of Kauai is we have a disaster resilience plan for the North Shore. It goes from Princeville to Ka'e. And a feature of that plan is the discussion and the concern about evacuation. And the math, as we've done it, is that if everybody did exactly what they were supposed to do, and what are the odds of that, it's going to take us 5 to 6 hours to evacuate everyone from the North Shore across the Hanalei Bridge should a tsunami be coming our way. And so one of the things that we might factor in is this concept of having other kinds of vehicles, you know, buses or shuttles or whatever it is, to come down and grab people and go. They couldn't be coming down that direction very often. You know, they'd be like one way, because at one point, fairly early in the process, all the roads, all the bridges and the highway will turn into one way, because that's the only way you can evacuate folks. You can't be reversing. But that system, that shuttle system, or that service van service system would need to be a part of that. One of the pieces that we have yet to seriously address and resolve is how to evacuate those of our people who are fragile. Those of our people who are vulnerable, who may require oxygen, who may be immobile, who may not be ambulatory. So we are looking for potential ways to quickly get them out in case of a coming tsunami. So there's a lot to think about. There's a lot to consider about whether or not there's enough volume to station somebody on the North Shore, to have somebody, a shuttle service, to go just from Hanalei or just from Princeville out to Ka'e. Whether does the money pencil out from Princeville to Ka'e? I don't think we know that yet, do we? Because the one we tried was fairly subsidized, right?
Well, and I know kudos to Steve wants to try and, you know, make his shuttles self-sustaining and obviously utilizing financing from, you know, private entities that would like the shuttle to stop by and support their place of businesses is absolutely essential. However, no public transportation is completely self-sustaining. It will need some public subsidy. And I'm just speaking from a personal standpoint. I feel that's where government's commitment comes in. You know, I'm not expecting it to pay for the shuttle even 50%, but the government should have some stake in the game.
Yeah, I agree. And I think we just need to all be educated, because that's what I think it is being educated, that all transportation, especially public transportation, is subsidized. It's all partially funded by a public entity, whether that's a city or a county or a state, or a combination of all of the above. Nobody can afford to pay the kinds of fares that it takes to really run those things. And they shouldn't need to, because it's part of our responsibility. Put in our local jargon, it's part of our kuleana. I wanna thank you, George, for your time. I know this is a big chunk out of your day, and I appreciate it very much. And I want to let you get to your next meeting, because I know who it's with. if you, and I don't want you to walk into that room and say, I'm late, because Maka'ala made me late.
No, you didn't make me late, but I already got the call. That's why I put you on mute.
Okie dokie. So tell him I made you run. Do you have just a parting shot? I want to thank you very much for doing this. This is a big deal for us.
Yes, I just want to thank you, Maka'ala, for, doing what you do, really calling attention to various things. I know you and I don't always see eye to eye at times, but you know what? Hey, that's why we have a great community, because we're not afraid to speak up and express our mana'o.
I appreciate that too, George. Thank you. And I have an opinion, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, George, and give my aloha
to
the rest of the gang.
All right.
Thank you. And Steve, for you, what's next for you? Are you going to wait and see what happens with this, with the hearing? I'm going to say one more time that for Kauai folks, there's a county council hearing on January 27th at 5 p.m. They'll be discussing the general excise tax increase proposed by the state. 75% of that is to pay for roads and bridges. It's all to pay for transportation, but 75% of that would pay for roads and bridges, and 25% would be to expand the Kauai bus, and a portion of that could be used to help support and subsidize a shuttle service such as the one you've been thinking about for 6 years.
Well, since I moved to Kauai, I've learned patience.
Yes.
So I'm just going to, and it's been, Kauai has been great to me. It's been amazing to me. And, I just let it go with the flow and just kind of see what happens. And I believe it's gonna work itself one way or another. And my job is to make sure that we just provide safe, efficient, and at some point profitable service that can really help out the Kauai residents, can help out with the congestion, help out with visitors really enjoying and experiencing our island and every single part of it.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you coming in today, Steve. I think you have a particular vision, and I do want folks to check out Pono Express. I'm well aware of some people who need a dependable, safe ride to medical appointments and services, That's an important service for our community, and I thank you for providing that. And thank you for thinking about our other problems and holding the big picture, and make that poster, because I think people, it really helps for us to see a picture of what's possible out there and how it could be a combination. We haven't been thinking about it that way quite yet, and it may in fact be time for us to make that change. So this has been Maka'i Watch. Thank you very much for...
He said, time to make that change.
Time to make that change. Oh, I'm feeding right into
changes. You are. Did you even know you were doing that?
That's of course not. it's all
messages
just
right there, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Coming up next is Richard with the One World Radio.
Thanks, Dove. Appreciate your time.
Thank you,
and thank
everybody,
you, Steve,
for
coming in. You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Aloha. Ahuiho.
They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't tell them to grow up out of it.
Face I'm not.
Aloha, everyone. You are tuned to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, K284CQ Anahola, K284AL Haleiwa. And you are listening now to One More Radio, and RIP to David Bowie there. We just ended up very another interesting program here with Makala and her guest, and thanks to them for, you know, giving good information here on KKCR. One More Radio is made possible by listeners like you in partnership with Hawaii Compassionate Care, Anahola Stringed Instruments, and Bill Fernandez.
Kevin Bako, MD of Hawaii Compassionate Care, offers medical marijuana certification exams at his office in Kapa'a. Information and appointments